好，请我们一同翻开新约圣经。
Let's turn to the New Testament.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
First Thessalonians, chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
First Thessalonians, chapter 5.
我们读十六、十七、十八。
We'll read verse 16, 17, and 18.
我们请弟兄姊妹们一起同声的来读。
Let's read together in one voice.
好，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。好，我们再读诗篇一百三十六篇第一节。
We'll then read Psalm 136, verse 1.
诗篇一百三十六篇第一节。
Psalm 136, verse 1.
你们要称谢耶和华。
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
好，我们再读哥林多前书第十五章。
Then we'll read 1 Corinthians.Chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
我们要读五十六节和五十七节。
We'll read 56 and 57.
五十六节。
56.
使得毒钩就是罪，罪的权势
就是律法。And the power of sin
is the law.
But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再读哥林多后书第二章第十四节。
Then we'll read 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14.
哥林多后书第二章第十四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 2, 14.
感谢神。
But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him.
我们再读历代至上第二十九章第十三节和十四节。
First Chronicles chapter 29.
历代至上二十九章。
First Chronicles chapter 29.
十三和十四节。
Verse 13 and 14.
好，十三节。
13. Now our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. But who am I, and who are my people, that we shall be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand.
我们读希伯来书第十二章第二十八节。
We'll then read Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章第二十八节。
Hebrews chapter 12:28.
好，二十八节。所以我们既得了那不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。我们再读希伯来书十三章十五节。
We'll then read chapter 13:15.
我们应当靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人追成的果子。我们再有一些祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们何等感谢赞美你的恩典。
Lord, how we thank you and praise you for your grace.
我们仍然能够聚集在你的面前。
That we can still gather before you.
一同享受你的饼杯。
Together we enjoy your bread and cup.
一同享受在主面前的安息。
Together we enjoy the peace as from you.
虽然在过去的一年当中，我们也经历过有风暴。
Even though in this past year we have weathered through some storms.
但都有你的恩典在其中。
But all in which there is your grace.
现在我们愿意一同来思考你的话语。
Today we want to meditate upon your word.
主啊，我们求你让我们也能够明白你的心意。
Lord, may we understand your will.
叫我们能够知道做一个合神心意的人。
So that we can live according to your will.
把这样的时间仰望给我们的主。
Lord, we commit the following timing to you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 早上为了年轻人的缘故，我们有一些经节打在荧幕的上面。
Today for the young people, we have some verses projected in the front.
除了第一章有中文以外，其他的都没有中文了。
Besides the first slide that has Chinese on it, all the other ones are English only.
是为着年轻人的缘故。
It's for the younger brothers and sisters here.
希望他们能够比较容易一点。
So that it's easier for them.
早晨在这里我们有一个很简单的交通。
This morning we have a simple fellowship.
题目就是感谢神。
The topic is to thank the Lord.
那我们要来思想三件事。
There are three things we want to consider.
头一个是为什么要感谢神。
Why do we want to thank the Lord?
然后第二个是我们感谢神的内容是什么。
Secondly, what to be thankful for.
然后第三呢，我们要讲我们如何来感谢神。
And thirdly, how do we thank the Lord?
如何在生活里面作为一个感恩的人。
That in our daily life, how can we live a life of thanksgiving?
这就是今天早上的那个内容。
That's the content of this morning's fellowship.
讲到我们刚才读到的历代志上的那一首诗。
The psalm that we just read in 1 Chronicle.
那个是大卫第一次借着亚撒和他的弟兄以诗歌来称颂耶和华。
It was the first time that David had committed through Asaph and his associates to praise the Lord.
我们都知道神称大卫作为一个合神心意的人。
We know David was called to be the one who lived according to God's will, after God's heart.
为什么只有大卫被称作合神心意的人？
Why was only David to be called the one who was according to God's heart?
我想是有原因的。
I think there was a reason there.
而这个原因就在历代志上这个诗篇的里面。
And the reason is hidden within the psalm that's in the First Chronicle.
虽然在大卫以前也有人来赞美耶和华。
Even though there were people before David who praised the Lord.
也有人把感谢归给神。
They all give thanks to the Lord.
但是大卫是头一个认识这个赞美神和感谢神呢，是一个团体的一个行动。
But David was the first one to understand that it's only in the body.
It's a
corporate activity to praise the Lord and to give thanks to the Lord.
神不但是要得到一个个人的一个赞美。
God not only wants to obtain individuals' praise and thanksgiving.
神乃是要得到一个团体的一个赞美。
But he also wants to receive a corporate praise.
因此大卫在这个时候在约柜进入那个会幕以后。
So after the ark was taken into the tent.
所以大卫就设立了这个赞美的人。
So David has established people to praise the Lord.
目的是要带领以色列全百姓一同来敬拜赞美神。
So that they can lead the whole people of Israel to praise and thank the Lord.
所以大卫知道神的心意。
So David knows the heart of the Lord.
他认识到神所要的不是大卫的赞美。
He knows that God not only wants David's praise.
神所要的是以色列的赞美。
But what God desires is the praise of Israel.
这是神之所以发现大卫是合他心意的人的原因。
And this is the reason why David is the one who is after God's own heart.
今天我相信很多人都能认识到我们应该把感谢来归给神。
I think today many of us realize we need to give thanks to the Lord.
我们也常常把赞美归给神。
And we often do so.
但是有多少的人
But how many of us?
我们能够知道神所要的是以色列的赞美。
That how many of us know that God desires the people of Israel to praise Him?
有多少人是为了这样神的一个需要，在主的面前有负担的？
How many of us have such a burden before the Lord for the corporate praise?
因此，这是大卫的一个特点。
Therefore, there's something special about David.
他要以色列的百姓一同起来。
He wants the whole people of Israel to rise up.
他设立以撒和他的弟兄们。
He established Asaph and his associates.
让他们成为这个赞美的领袖。
So they can be the leaders in praise.
好让神能够得着以色列的赞美。
so that Jehovah can obtain all the praises from all the people.
我相信今天神仍然有这样的一个心愿。
I believe this is still in God's heart today.
虽然神在我们当中可以得到我们个人的赞美。
Even though he had already obtained each one of our individual praise.
但是是不是得到我们以色列的赞美了？
But does he have the praise of the whole Israelite?
是不是我们整体来讲能够把感谢都归给他呢？
Are we praising and giving thanks in a corporate body?
有没有人为这件事能够有负担呢？
Does any one of us have such a burden?
如果有没有人能够有这样的一个担子，如果神没有得到以色列的赞美，他就不休息呢？
Will any one of us rest if God has not obtained the praise of the corporate body?
另外
In addition,
我们读完那个诗篇的时候
after we read the whole psalm,
我们就发现他不但让那个亚萨带领以色列众百姓一同来赞美，
we find out not only Asa was leading the whole people to praise together,
他们赞美完毕以后，
but after the praise was over,
大卫就派亚萨和他的弟兄在约柜的面前常常侍奉。
He says that Asa and his associatesminister regularly before the Lord on each day.
一日进一日的职分。
That they were serving according to each day's requirements.
因此感谢神呢，不是人得到神的恩典以后的一个反应。
So we thank the Lord, this is not a simple response after the people have received God's grace.
这个感谢神呢，是一个职事。
But to give God thanks is a ministry.
是一个侍奉。
It's a service.
是人生的一个目的。
It's a purpose of life.
我相信大卫在这件事情上摸着了神的心意。
I think in this matter, David has truly touched the Lord's heart.
今天我们对感谢神都有一个错误的观念。
Today we all have this misconception about giving thanks to the Lord.
我们觉得神给我们恩典，我们就感谢神。
When we receive His grace, we give thanks to Him.
这是不错的。
This is correct.
但是一个真正感谢神的一个人，不是因为神给他的恩典的时候，他才感谢神。
But a person who has true thanksgiving in his heart does not only give thanks when he received God's grace.
感谢神和赞美神是我们人生的一个目的。
But to thank him and praise him is a purpose of our life.
是神创造我们的一个原因。
It's the purpose of our creation.
也是我们在地上所能够做的最有意义的一件事。
And it's the most meaningful thing we can do on this earth.
是我们的侍奉。
It's our ministry.
是我们每天所该做的事。
It's what we need to do daily.
因为大卫看见了这个事实。
Because David has seen this.
因此神称说他作为合他心意的人。
And he was called the person who is after God's own heart.
但愿今天早晨我们借着主的话。
This morning through his word.
我们能够看见神在这件事情上的心意。
And we see God's will in this matter.
我们也能够一般人能够起来来做合神心意的一个人。
That we can become a people that's after God's heart.
为什么要感谢神？
Why do we want to thank him?
我想要原因是非常的多的。
I think there are many reasons.
但早晨我们就讲两点。
But this morning we'll touch two points.
头一点就是在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十六节到十八节那里。
The first one is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
这句话非常的好。
It's really good.
他说要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
It says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus to you.
他说这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Here it says, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus to you.
所以凡事谢恩啊，是神的旨意。
So, in everything give thanks, that's the will of God.
在去年年底的时候呢，我向主有一个祷告。
There was a prayer in my heart.
我说呢，求主给我一句话。
I said, Lord, give me a verse.
在这个新的这个一年的里面呢，2005年的里面，求主给我一节圣经。
I asked the Lord for a verse to place in my heart for the year of 2005.
那主就非常的信实呢，他就把这一段圣经给了我。
Lord was truly faithful, and He gave me these verses here.
要常常喜乐。
He said, "Rejoice always."
不住的祷告。
Pray continually.
凡事谢恩。
Give thanks in all circumstances.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里面向你所定的旨意。
For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
非常的感谢神。
thank the Lord.
就在今年的一年到一直到现在。
That in this past year until now.
我没有一个礼拜这节圣经不出现在我的心中。
That there was not a week passed by without this verse in my heart.
没有一次当那个难处或者困难临到我的时候，这节圣经不出现的。
Whenever trouble comes, this verse appears in my heart.
神就是这样的一个信实的神。
This is how faithful our God is.
每次当我有困难的时候，
Whenever I encounter trouble,
当我心里面有一点失望的时候，
Whenever I'm in despair,
或者我灰心的时候，
Where I lose my hope,
这句话就出现了。
This verse appears.
要常常喜乐。
Be joyful always.
不住的祷告。
Pray without ceasing.
要凡事谢恩。
In everything give thanks.
我不知道从这节圣经得了多少的帮助。
I don't know how much help I received from these three verses.
我觉得因为主常常提醒我的关系。
For the Lord reminds me often.
我觉得好像对于这些困难呢，我的反应不像从前了。
And as a result, I have different reaction toward all my difficulties and troubles.
当我遇到这个难处的时候，
When I encounter troubles,
我里面的反应跟从前不一样了。
My reaction was different.
记得在今年十月的时候。
In this past October,
我本来我十月七号要出门旅行的。
October 7th, I was about to go on the trip.
十月七号我应该要去马来西亚。
October 7th, I was supposed to go to Malaysia.
我的飞机是十月七号早晨。
The flight was leaving in the morning.
但是就在十月三号的时候呢。
But by October 3rd,
不对，十月五号的时候。
I mean October 5th,
是礼拜三。
It was a Wednesday.
在我在工作的时候，我就发现呢，我所需要的东西呢，没有准备好。
While I was at work, I found out that I did not prepare adequately for the trip.
如果我要去的话，
If I was to go,
我所有的计划呢都不能够实现。
All my plan will not be fulfilled.
而那一天已经是礼拜三了。
And that was a Wednesday already.
我礼拜五的飞机就要起飞了。
And my flight was to leave on Friday.
我没有时间能够把这个事情能够做完的。
I didn't have enough time to finish my job.
那个时候已经是礼拜三，只有剩下礼拜四。
And there was only Thursday to work on the project.
但是我心里面非常的奇妙的一件事。
But it's truly wonderful.
就是我里面没有这个着急。
That I was not worried within.
我里面也没有这个好像埋怨。
I did not have complaints in my heart.
没有埋怨其他的人。
I did not complain about other people.
这个没有做成不是因为我的缘故。
For it's not my fault I didn't finish the project.
这是因为很多人的错误。
Because many other people have contributed to it.
但是主没有让我里面有那个埋怨。
But the Lord did not place that murmuring in my heart.
我不知道要怎么办。
I didn't know what to do.
我完全不知道要怎么办。
I didn't know what to do.
但是我觉得好像里面也没有着急。
But what I was not worried in my heart.
所以礼拜三我也按时就下班了。
And Wednesday I left work at my usual time.
明天的难处呢？明天再当。
Tomorrow's worry will take care of itself.
礼拜三还有聚会。
And Wednesday night I had a meeting.
所以礼拜四我上班了。
And Thursday I come to work.
我一打开电脑。
I turn on the computer.
我发现我有九个电子邮件。
I found out I had 9 emails waiting.
都是同一个题目的。
It's all the same subject.
就是在昨天晚上呢，有这么人呢，就来来回回送了九个电子邮件。
So overnight on Wednesday night, there were emails being passed around.
那都是同一个主题的。
It's all about the same subject.
这个主题就三个字。
And there are three words.
不妙。Not so good.
Not so good.
哎，我看这九个 message 的都是 not so good, not so good, not so good.
I have 9 emails, the titles they were all not so good.
因为这里跟马来西亚是12个小时，13个小时的时差。
For there is a 13 hour time difference between here and Malaysia.
所以在我在睡觉的时候呢，就有9个 message 在这里传来传去。
So while I was sleeping on Wednesday night, there were emails going back and forth.
哦，原来啊，那他们那边出了事情了。
So something happened over in Malaysia.
我们要开会的那个场地呢，有两个团体同时预约了。
The meeting hall that we reserved also had two other groups that reserved the same place.
所以他们不知道该怎么办。
So they didn't know what to do.
所以他们讨论来讨论去的。
So there were much discussion going on.
最后一个那个邮件说呢，那就听听我的意见好了。
And the last email was asking for my opinion.
我看了以后觉得蛮高兴的。
I look at it, I was happy.
我说主怎么知道我没准备好啊？
I said, how did the Lord know that I wasn't ready for the meeting? He knew I wasn't ready. So the Lord caused them not to be ready. And now they want to know what I think. So very willingly, I had given the meeting hall to the other group. There was another problem. So Thursday, there was a daytime for me. It was nighttime over there. They were left work already. But tomorrow morning, I supposed to get on the flight. I had no way to contact them.
That's
why I was thinking about it.
突然有一个人上了这个 instant messaging, 是马来西亚的人上了 instant messaging.
There was a Malaysian person who got an instant message.
我也不知道他这么晚他上 instant messaging 干什么。
I didn't know there was someone who was still there in such a late night.
我就跟他联络一下，那就是他。
And I talked to him, and it was the responsible person.
我就跟他讲这个事情啊，我说可能我们延一下是比较好啊。So
I told him, well, maybe we should delay this.
他说我帮你联络，他就打电话到他们的那个家里面去帮我联络。So
the person over there contacted all the rest of the people there.
结果呢，我们一个钟头呢把这个事情就讲定了，就延到11月去了。And
in 1 hour, we had decided to delay the meeting to November.
我觉得神啊，实在是信实的神啊。I
thought the Lord was so faithful.
因为我没有着急的原因的。I
had no reason to worry.
所以神没有叫我礼拜三着急。So
the Lord didn't make me worry on Wednesday.
因为他知道我10月根本不用去的。For
he foreknew that I didn't need to go on.
我还有一个月的时间好好准备啊。I
still have one more month to prepare.
所以我们凡事都要谢恩。So
in all things, we should give thanks.
大卫写诗歌的时候，说我们要用十弦的乐器来赞美神。When
David wrote the psalm, he said we should use all instruments to praise the Lord.
这个十根弦呢，就代表我们生活里面10种不同的情形。It
says to use a string instruments with 10 different strings to praise the Lord.
有的弦的音呢是高的。And
this each string represent each.
有的弦的声音是很低的。
Some of the string produce a high-pitched sound.
就像我们的生活里面，有的事情是顺利的，有的事情呢是不顺利的。Just
like in our lives, there are high moments and there are low moments.
我们要能够用10根弦都能够弹出那个声音来。We
need to use all 10 different strings to praise the Lord.
无论我们所遇到的事情是什么事情。No
matter what we encounter.
我们第一件事情就是我们要感谢主。The
first thing that we should do is to give thanks to
the Lord. 不管是什么事情。
No matter what happened.
凡事谢恩。
Give thanks in all things.
因为这是基督耶稣在神在基督耶稣里面向我们所定的旨意。
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus towards you.
既然是神定的旨意,
since this is God's will,
我们就不要问问题,
then we shall not question him.
我们就凡事谢恩,
but in all things we give thanks.
当我们这样来谢恩的时候,
when we do so,
我们好像是用10根弦来弹那个琴。
It is as if we're utilizing all 10 different strings of that string instrument.
这个就有一个优雅的声音了。
And the harmony results.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的生活里面的确是这样。It
is true in our life.
有时候呢是好的事。
That sometimes we encounter good circumstances. Sometimes bad.
有的时候是普普通通的事。
Sometimes it's daily life.
也不好也不坏。
Not so good, not so bad.
如果在每一件事情上我们都学习来谢谢神的话,
but if in everything we can give thanks to him,
我们就好像一根10根弦的一个乐器,
then we are the instruments with 10 different strings.
怎么样弹都是好听的。
No matter how we play it, it sounds good.
怎么样弹都是有一个优雅的声音的。
No matter how we play it, there's harmony.
弟兄姊妹，这是神所定的旨意。
For this is the will of God.
这是我们为什么要感谢神的一个原因。
This is the reason why we need to give thanks.
如果我们不感谢神,
if we do not give thanks,
我们就走在神旨意以外。
Then we are outside of God's will.
不讨神的喜悦的。
Then that's not pleasing to the Lord.
这是头一个原因。
This is the first reason.
第二个原因在诗篇136篇第一节。
And the second reason is in Psalm 136.
他说你们要称谢耶和华，因为他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。It
says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
弟兄姊妹，虽然我们身上有时候会遇到一些困难。
Brothers and sisters, even though we do encounter difficulties in our lives,
有哪一件难处是永远长存的呢？
Is there any difficulty endures forever?
有哪一个难处是永远长存的?
Which trouble will endure forever?
我们身上没有一个难处是永远长存的。
There's no such trouble that endures forever.
感恩节的时候，我们碰到一些弟兄姊妹哈。
During the Thanksgiving, we encounter some brothers and sisters.
我碰到一个弟兄姊妹，他带了一个刚满月的这个 baby。来聚会。
There was one couple who brought a one-month-old infant to our meeting.
啊，这个弟兄说，哎呀，好辛苦啊，每天晚上要起来两次。
This brother said it's so hard, I had to get up twice at night.
啊，他这个孩子一饿就要哭啊。
Whenever he is hungry, he cries.
晚上每次要哭两次。
And he will wake up at least twice.
他说我累死了。
He said, I'm so tired.
我跟他讲，我说这个不会长久，不会长久的。
I said this will not last very long.
这个难处不会永远长存的。
This trouble will not last forever.
你今天很埋怨这个事情啊。
Today you had so much complaint about it.
在过十年以后啊，你还回想这个日子呢。
In 10 years, you will be thinking fondly of this moment.
到时候你想还想不到呢。
And you want it, and you won't even have it.
弟兄姊妹，孩子很快就长大了。
Brothers and sisters, our children grew up quickly.
再过几年，你就回想那个孩子小的时候多好啊。
In a few years, you think, oh, how good it was when he was young.
你忘记那个时候晚上起来两次。
You forgot about you had to get up
twice at night. 忘记那个时候小孩多调皮啊。
You forgot how naughty the kid was.
你巴不得他们再像从前那么小的时候多好啊。
You want them to be young again.
我恨不得时间再往前拖十年啊。
I want the time to drag on for 10 more years.
如果时间往前再推十年的话，我现在还有一个 baby 可以抱的。
If I push the time back for 10 more years, I will have a baby in my arm.
如果我再往后拖时间，说不定有孙子可以抱了。
And if I had the time go forward for 10 more years, I might have a grandson.
但是现在呢，没有的可以抱的啦。
But right now, I have nothing in my arm.
所以只能抱抱人家的孩子。
I can only pick up other people's babies.
这些难处很快就过去了。
All trouble will pass away.
不能永远长存的。
They do not endure forever.
不管是好事和坏事，都不能永远长存的。
No matter it's good or bad, nothing endures forever.
再好的事轮到你身上，也不会永远长存的。
No matter what kind of good things appear in your life, they
do not last forever. 只有神的爱是永远长存的。
But only His love endures forever.
因此我们要感谢神。
Therefore, we need to give thanks.
因为他的爱是永远长存的。
His love endures forever.
他要超过我们的难处。
His love will surpass our difficulty.
要超过我们的艰难。
Will surpass our trouble.
因此我们必须要来感谢神。
Therefore, we need to give thanks to Him.
弟兄姊妹，你知道约拿在什么地方感谢神吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know where Jonah?
有谁知道约拿在什么地方感谢神？
Where was he when he gave?
约拿在鱼肚子里面感谢神呢。
When he was in the belly of the big fish, he praised.
你有没有掉在鱼肚子过里面呢？
Were you ever in the belly of the big fish?
其实我们常常在鱼肚子里面，你知道吗？
Often we are in the belly of the big fish.
东看西看都是黑的。
We look left and we look right, it's all dark.
前后都没有路。
There's no way before us or after.
这就叫鱼肚的里面。
We were in the belly of the big fish.
约拿就掉在鱼肚的里面。
And that's where Jonah was.
但是他在鱼肚的里面，神开启了他。
But it was in the belly of the big fish that
the Lord revealed to him. 他说：“我用感谢的声音献祭给你。”
He says, "I will sacrifice to you with a song of thanksgiving."
我所许的愿，我必偿还。
He said, "I will vow the vow I made, I will make good."
救恩乃是出于耶和华。
Salvation comes from the Lord.
结果他一赞美神，你知道发生什么事吗？
And you know what happened when he started praising the
Lord? 神就叫那个鱼把他吐出去了。
The Lord had caused the fish to spit him out.
神就吩咐那个鱼，这圣经上的话，神就吩咐那个鱼，那个鱼就把约拿吐在旱地上了。
He said the Lord commanded the fish and it vomited Jonah onto dry land.
为什么我们在鱼肚子里面出不来呢？
Why is that we are trapping the big fish?
因为我们不知道赞美神。
Because we don't know how to praise the Lord.
所以我们老在鱼肚子里面。
So we are forever in that fish.
我们什么时候在鱼肚子里面？我们说主啊，我感谢你。
Whenever we are trapping the big fish, we say, Lord, we praise you.
神就吩咐那个鱼说，够了，吐出来吧。
And the Lord commanded the fish, enough is enough, spit him out.
不要再把它放在里面了。
Do not trap him within.
这个人学了赞美的功课，把它吐出来了。
He has learned the lesson of praising.
因此，约拿就从鱼肚子里面出来了。
And that's how Jonah left the fish.
弟兄姊妹，不要再待在鱼肚里面了。
Brother, sister, do not dwell in the fish.
没有什么好处的。
There's nothing good there.
在我们要里面要赞美神。
But instead, we want to praise him.
当保罗在监狱里面赞美神的时候，
when Paul was praising the Lord inside the jail,
不但他自己的锁链脱掉了，
not only his fetters were broken,
众囚犯的锁链都脱掉了，
but it was broken from all the prisoners.
所以这是何等 奇妙的一件事。
Brother, sister, this is truly wonderful.
赞美神不是为着我们自己的缘故。
We're not praising him for our own sake.
赞美神是为着以色列的缘故。
But we praise him for the sake of Israel.
当我们起来赞美神的时候，
when we start to praise
him, 我们自己的锁链要脱掉。
Our fetters will be fall away.
众囚犯的锁链也要脱掉。
And so are all the ones on all the prisoners.
多么宝贵的一件事。
What a truly wonderful thing it is.
所以我们应当赞美神。
So indeed, we want to praise him.
我应当感谢神。
We want to give thanks to him.
这是头一个我要交通的，为什么要感谢神？
This is the reason why we want to praise him.
第二。
And secondly.
那我们感谢什么事呢？
In what do we give thanks to him?
哦，我们该感谢的事情太多了。
There are so many things we need to give thanks.
今天是不可能讲完的。
Today, we don't have enough time.
所以今天我要讲的是，我们每一个人都可以感谢的事。
So today, I want to mention something we can all give thanks for.
每一个人都能够感恩的事。
Every one of us can give thanks.
无论今天你身上的遭遇是如何。
No matter what kind of circumstance that you are in today.
我们都能够为这些事情感恩。
We can all give thanks to him for these matters.
因此，当我们认识了这些事以后，
so when we have a clear understanding of this,
我们就没有不感谢神的理由了。
Then we don't have any excuse not to give thanks to him.
头一个原因是什么？
What's the first thing that we need to give thanks?
乃是我们靠着耶稣基督胜过罪和胜过死。
It is through Jesus Christ that we have conquered sin and death.
这个罪和死啊，是兄弟的。
The sin and the death, they are brothers.
什么时候我们看见罪呢？我们就看见死。
Whenever we see sin, we see death.
什么时候我们看见死呢？我们就看见罪。
Whenever we see death, we have seen sin.
所以这个罪呢，叫做死的毒钩啊。
And therefore, the sting of death is sin.
这个死怎么能够来抓到我们人呢？
How can the death lay its hold on us?
而它有一个钩。
It has a sting.
这个钩就叫罪。
And the name of that sting is death.
这个死就用这个钩呢，把我们人呢勾到死的里面去。
And that's how death took us.
我们虽然常常注意我们的难处哈，
even though we pay so much attention to our circumstances,
其实这是我们真正的难处。
But this is actually our one and only difficulty.
其他的难处呢都是暂时的。
All the other troubles are temporary.
但是这个难处呢是永远的。
But this trouble, this difficulty is forever.
我们外面看呢，人有许许多多各样各式各样的难处。
From outside, we'll have different needs and difficulties.
但是我们追根究底来看呢，这个难处都是在罪的上面。
But the root of all these troubles come from the sin within.
但是我们感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
借着耶稣基督。
It is through Jesus Christ.
他今天让我们脱离了这个罪的权势。
Today we are outside of the ring of the sin, the power of sin.
我想举一个例子来讲。
Let me give you an example.
比如说我们都知道，常常我们会发现呢，这个夫妻之间会有很多的问题。
Often we find that there are many problems between a husband and wife.
而且每家的问题呢又都不太一样。
And every family has different problems.
所以我们中国人有一个俗话说呢，家家都有一本难念的经。
So Chinese has a saying that every household has a different set of problems.
但是呢，不管那个问题是什么。
But no matter what kind of problem it is,
所有夫妻的问题呢，都可以被一节圣经总括起来。
All of the problems among spouses can be summarized in one verse.
马太福音就告诉我们了。
Matthew tells us.
他说：“你为什么看见你的弟兄的眼中有一个刺呢？”
So why do you see the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye?
就不想到自己的眼中有一个梁木呢。
But you don't see the plank in your own eye.
所有家庭的问题啊，就在这节圣经的上面。
All of the problems among spouses can be summarized by this one verse.
我们的眼睛里面有一个大梁木。
We have a big plank in your own eye.
不要说大梁木了，就像这一个挡在我眼睛里面，我什么都看不见。
Not even a big plank, but just even a twig, I won't be able to see.
所以你想想看，我们的眼睛里面都是两块大梁木。
So you think about this, that we have a big plank in our eyes.
但是我们老是觉得别人眼睛里面有刺。
But we often only see the sawdust in other people's eyes.
我们还想呢，把他的刺拿掉。
And not only so, we want to take it out.
你想看，你眼睛里面那个梁木都没有拿掉，怎么去把人的刺拿掉呢？
Think about this. If you do not take the plank out of your own eye, how can you remove the sawdust from other people's eye?
这就是夫妻中间的难处。
This is a difficulty among the spouses.
从来没有想到自己还有个梁木的。
No one considers their own plank in their own eyes.
老觉得人家的眼睛里面有刺。
But they only see the sawdust in their spouse's eye.
如果这个梁木不拿去的话
，If the plank is not removed,
这个夫妻的关系没有办法解决的。
Then the relationship between the husband and wife can never be repaired.
这个梁木就是我们的罪。
And this plank is our sin.
人里面有罪，那个罪就成了一个梁木。
We have sin within.And that sin had become the plank in our eye.
那个梁木就让我们能够看见人家的缺点，不能看见自己的缺点。
And that plank causes us to see the shortcomings in other people's, but not in ourselves.
感谢主，只有我们信了耶稣以后。
But only after we believe in Christ Jesus.
只有基督耶稣能够把这个梁木拿走。
Only Lord Jesus Christ can remove that plank from our
eye. 因此我们常常要为这个恩典来感谢神。
So for such a grace, we need to give thanks
to God. 若不是主把我们的梁木拿走。
If he has not removed that plank in our eyes.
这个梁木就永远成为我们身上的一个担子。
And that plank be forever become a burden in our lives.
这是一个钩啊。
It's a sting.
这是一个死的一个毒钩啊。
It's a sting of death.
这个钩要把我们勾到那个死亡的里面。
This dent will, this thing will bring us into death.
因为耶稣基督的缘故。
But for the Lord Jesus Christ,
这个勾不住我们了。现在
this thing has no power.
所以我们一旦欢喜快乐
therefore we shall rejoice.
因为这才是人生最大的难处
For this is truly the most difficult thing in our life.
希伯来书说我们不能忽略这么大的救恩。
The Hebrew tells us that we cannot forsake such a great salvation.
我们不能忽略这个救恩。
We cannot ignore it.
我们常常要在主的面前。为这个救恩来感谢他。
But for such a salvation, we need to give him thanks.
那这是头一个我们能够感谢主的原因。
This is the first reason that we can give thanks to him.
第二个原因呢
？And secondly,
这是我们人里面的第二个大难处。
This is the second biggest burden in our life.
我们人生其实只有这两个难处。
Actually, we won't have these two burdens in our life.
如果这两个难处解决了以后呢
？If we can resolve these two burdens,
我们这个人就没有难处了。
Then we are free.
第二个难处就是我们的己的问题。
The second difficulty is concerning ourselves.
而这个己的问题怎么得胜呢
？How do we overcome ourselves?
哥林多后书告诉我们，感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜。
It says, Second Corinthians says, "Be thankful to the Lord who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ."
宣扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
And through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们没有一个人能够胜过自己。
Brothers and sisters, no one can conquer ourselves.
我们可以胜过别人的。
We can conquer others.
厉害的人可以胜过很多人的。
Some of us can conquer many people.
但是再厉害的人呢，不能胜过自己。
But no matter how strong you are, you cannot conquer yourself.
那这个自己怎么得胜呢
？How does the self overcome us?
只有耶稣基督能够征服我们。
Only Jesus Christ can overcome us.
就像那个扫罗一样。
Just like Saul.
扫罗有一天在大马色的路上呢，被主耶稣征服了。
Saul on the road to Damascus was conquered by Jesus Christ.
所以当保罗写这个写哥林多后书的时候，他实在是想到这样一件事。
So when Paul was writing Second Corinthians, this must be in his mind.
因为他知道在当时在罗马的将军得胜的时候。
For he knew that when the Roman generals are in victory,
他们就有一个游行。
They had a parade.
那在这个游行的里面呢，这个将军呢就要把他俘虏过来的这些奴隶呢带着一起游行。
And in this parade, this general will bring all the slaves and captives that captives with him.
当保罗在写哥林多后书的时候
，When Paul is writing Second Corinthians,
他的意思说，我从前是主耶稣的这个敌人。
He said, "Before I was enemy of God."
有一天主耶稣得胜了我。
But one day Jesus Christ overcame me.
有一天基督用大爱征服了我。
With his great love, he overcame me.
我就成为基督的一个奴仆。
Now I have become his captive.
我就被基督带着一同在那个得胜的那个游行里面。
But he is a general who is leading me in his procession.
那天虽然是主把我征服了。
That day he overcame me.
但是那天也同时是他率领我一同跨胜。
But that's also the same day that I was in a triumphant procession.
我们什么时候被主征服了，就是什么时候我们在基督里面跨胜的时候。
Whenever we are overcome by the Lord, that is the moment of victory.
我们什么时候被主征服了，什么时候我们就有认识耶稣基督的香气。
Whenever we are overcome by Him, then we can spread the fragrance of knowing Him.
只有这样我们能够救自己啊。
Only in such a way we can be saved.
没有人能救自己。
No one can save himself.
只有耶稣能够救我们。
Only Jesus can save us.
我们的己只有主能够征服我们。
Ourself can only be overcome by the Lord.
因此主耶稣说过一些话。
Therefore, Jesus has said so.
都是很难明白的。
They were hard to understand.
他说要救自己生命的就丧掉生命。
He said, whoever wants to save his own life will lose it.
凡为我丧掉生命的比得着生命。
And whoever loses his life for me will gain life.
这就是在说到这件事的。
This is what's referred to.
我们这个旧的这个生命是没有人能够征服的。
Our old self cannot be overcome.
这叫做己生命。
It's the old self.
只有当耶稣来征服我们的时候
But only when Christ overcome us
我们的己生命就丧掉了
Then we lose that old self
就像那个保罗他的己生命就丧掉了
Just like Saul when he loses his old life
但是在他丧掉这个生命的同时
But the moment when he loses his old life
他也得到了一个生命
He also gained a new life
他的生命就有了真实的意义
And that life is full of meanings
这基督才能够带领我们所做的一件事
Only Christ can lead us in such a procession
因此保罗在想到这件事的时候
When Paul is considering this
他说感谢神啊
He said thank to the
God 常率领我在基督里夸胜
Who always lead us in triumphal procession in Christ
换句话说
In other words
感谢神啊
Thanks be to God
他常常用他的大爱来征服我
That often he overcome me with his great love
我们要为这个事情感谢神
In this, we need to give thanks to the Lord.
如果不是基督的爱常常来征服我们的话
If his love does not conquer us,
我们今天的生命不知道有多软弱
then our life is so weak.
我们的生命里面没有那个香气的
Our life will be without fragrance of him.
我们也不能够来认真正的认识基督
Nor can we truly know him.
这是我们人生里面实在值得重大大的来感谢神的一件事
This is one of the reasons when you give the Lord Thanks.
是基督率领我们跨胜。
This is how he leads us in the triumphal procession.
还有第三个原因。
And there's a third reason.
我们应当来感谢神的。
That we should thank the Lord.
就是我们这样的人竟然能够奉献来侍奉神。
That being such as us can praise him and serve him.
我想这个对很多弟兄姊妹或许是一个新的思想。
Maybe this is a new thought to many.
我们常常觉得我来侍奉神呢，我是给神一点好处。
Often we consider we're doing God a favor by serving Him.
啊，我奉献给神很多的面子啊。
We give to the Lord and
give Him glory.
Give Him glory.
但是这个不是大卫的想法。
But this is not how David considered.
大卫在那里看见以色列百姓在那里奉献的时候
，When he saw many Israelites giving thanks to the Lord.
大卫的心里说：“我算什么？”
He said, "Who am I?
我的名算什么？”
Who are my people?
竟能如此乐意奉献。
That we should be able to give as generously as this.
他说因为万物都从你而来 For, 我们把从你而得的献给你。
For everything comes from you, and we give you only what comes from your hand.
今天我们对奉献的这个意义呢我们了解的不对。
Today we have a misconception about offering.
我们觉得奉献是一个损失。
We consider offering to be a loss.
所以我知道有一些这个做姊妹的哈。
So I know there are some sisters.
很怕弟兄啊，太爱主。
They are afraid that the brothers love the Lord too much.
哎，我就知道有姊妹呢，就跟他弟兄讲说呢，你不要这么追求嘛。
I know the sister who told the husband, "Do not pursue after the Lord."
哎，很多人信主也就是这样嘛。
There are many believers. They live regular.
你干嘛那么追求呢
？Why are you so devoted?
为什么那个姊妹不希望弟兄追求？
Why this wife does not want the brother to be so devoted to the Lord?
因为她觉得这个弟兄追求了，那个时间呢就摆在教会里面去了。
Because she was afraid that this brother will spend too much time at church.
那时间就没有办法摆在家的里面。
At that time, couldn't be spent at home.
这是一个完全错误的观念。
This is such a misconception.
这实在是一个极大的一个错误。
This is such an erroneous thinking.
我最近读到一个人的自传。
I was reading a bibliography.
这个人是一个企业家。
This is entrepreneur.
哎，他那个时候呢，在1949年的时候呢，他在中国上海做生意。
In 1949, he was a businessman in Shanghai, China.
我们都知道，在1949年那个时候啊，那个社会是非常的动乱的一个时代。
You know, in 1949, there was such an instability in the society.
所以在那个时代啊，那个钱呢、啊、不值钱的。
And in that generation, money does not worth a lot.
我相信在座的一些年长的弟兄哈、啊， 姊妹可能都知道那个情形。
I think some of the elderly brothers and sisters here may know that time.
那个时候你要到餐馆去吃饭呢、啊，你在吃饭以前一定要把账付清了。
At that time, if you go to a restaurant to eat, you had to pay before you eat.
因为要不然的话，吃完饭你付不起了。
Because after you finish meal, you may not be able to afford.
你钱带的不够了。
You may find out you didn't bring enough money.
那个通货膨胀是非常非常的快的。
The inflation was so severe.
所以这个人呢、啊，他不是一个弟兄。
And this person, this businessman, he was not a.
他在那里做生意。
He was a businessman.
他是做那个纺织的生意。
He was in textile.
所以每天呢，生意结束以后呢，他就收到很多的现金。
And every day after he closed down the shop, he will have a lot of cash.
他说每天我一定要做一件事。
He said every day I need to do one thing.
这个事不做我就不能睡觉。
If I don't do this, I cannot go to sleep.
我把这些现金呢都拿到那个市场上去换了黄金以后，我才能睡觉。
He said I will take all this cash to the market and exchange for gold before I go to sleep.
因为这个会贬值的。
Because he know with inflation,
这个钱会朽坏的。
All those cash will be worthless.
这个钱不换成黄金就没有价值了。
If those cash were not exchanged to gold,
所以必须要换成黄金的。
So it has to be changed to gold.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
今天我们奉献
today when we offer,
是把这个必朽坏的变成不朽坏的。
Is to turn the perishable to imperishable.
是把这个必死的变成不死的。
Is to turn the mortal to immortal.
今天我们身上的这些钱
today the money that we have
都会朽坏的
they are all perishable.
迟早的事情就是了
sooner or later.
如果今天神乐意让我们有一点机会把这样财物奉献给神
if today God had given us an opportunity to offer those money to him
好像把它换成那个不朽坏的一样
is to turn that perishable to imperishable.
这实在是一个极大的价值
There's such great worth in that.
今天我们的生命也是一样。
Today it's the same with our life.
今天我们也许我们年轻。
Maybe today we're young.
我们这个年轻的生命要来侍奉神。
That we want to use our life to serve the Lord.
如果你年轻的生命不来侍奉神的话
，If you do not use your young life to serve the Lord,
这个生命也会朽坏的。
Even this life will pass away.
你要等到生命朽坏了以后才来侍奉神吗
？Do you want to serve the Lord after your life has passed away?
还是你愿意把这个朽坏的来换上那个不朽坏的
？Or do you want to use this perishable life to exchange for the imperishable？
最近我姊妹在读那个摩西五经。
My wife was reading the Moses recently。
她就读到这个民数记。
And she was reading Numbers。
有一天她跟我讲，她说：“哎呀，糟糕了。
”She said, "Oh no."
她这民数记说什么呢？
So this is what the numbers say.
他说那个利未人服侍啊，到五十岁啊就不能再服侍了。
He said, the book of Numbers says that Levites they cannot serve the Lord after the age of 50.
到了五十岁呢就不能服侍了。
He said by the age of 50, they are not allowed to serve in the tent of meeting.
不，我再看一看呢。我说，不要紧张。
I said, don't worry.
圣经上是这样讲的。
He said, this is what the Bible says.
他说利未人呢，二十五岁开始才可以办理会幕的事。
It says, man 25 years old or more should come to take part in work at the tent of meeting.
二十五岁以前不能办理会幕的事。
Before the year of 25, they cannot come into the tent of meeting.
到了五十岁呢，要停工退任，不能办事。
But at the age of 50, they must retire from their regular service and work no longer.
但是呢，在五十岁以后呢，要和他们的弟兄一同来谨守神所吩咐的。
But after they are 50, they must work together with their brothers.
所以我说啊，不要紧张。
So don't worry.
神的话是这样讲的。
This is the word of God.
这个二十五岁到五十岁的时间。
Between the age of 25 to 50.
是我们人生的力气最旺盛的时候。
We are at the height of our strength.
所以这二十五年里面呢，我们要办理会幕的事。
So in these 25 years, we are in charge of the tent of meeting.
就是神家中的事。
It's in the God's household.
不但让我们在神家中里面学习侍奉。
Not only we learn to serve.
但更重要的是，这二十五年的里面，神要在我们身上来工作。
But in these 25 years, God will work in our life.
如果我们让神在我们身上工作二十五年
，If we let God work 25 years in our life，
到了我们五十岁的时候
，By the age of 50，
我们就不用办会幕的事。
Then no longer we work at the tent of meeting，
但是我们就能够与弟兄们一同谨守神所吩咐的。
Verse 20 it says, but you may assist their brothers.In performing their duties at the tent of meeting.
因此，在五十岁以后，我们才开始成为神手中的一个器皿。
And only after age 50 that we became a vessel, a tool in God's hand.
所以我们的年日不多。
Our life are limited.
我们只有到50岁的这个时间以前是神在我们身上做工的年日。
Only before age 50, God has a chance to work in our life.
神要在我们50岁以前得到我们成为他手中的一个合用的器皿。
Before age 50, God wants to shape us so we can become a tool in His hand.
如果从25岁到50岁之间我们不侍奉神的话，
If between age of 25 to 50, we do not serve Him.
到了50岁以后我们真的就失业了。
Then truly after age 50, we lost our job.
50岁以后不能办会幕的事。
No longer we can work in the tent of meeting.
也不能与弟兄们一同谨守神所吩咐的。
Nor are we able to assist our brothers.
我们就失业了。
Then we lost our job.
我们在神家家里面就失业了。
Then we are unemployed in God's household.
弟兄姊妹，所以如果我们是做姊妹的，
Therefore, if we were the sisters,
如果我们看到我们的弟兄已经40岁了，
We see our brothers to be 40 of age.
我们就要跟我们弟兄讲，你还有十年啊。
We want to remind him that you only have 10 years.
还有十年给主工作。
10 more years.
你如果再不把握这十年的话，
If you do not treasure this time,
十年以后你就要失业了。
In 10 years, you will be unemployed.
我们做姊妹要这样来鼓励我们的弟兄。
This is how we should encourage our brothers.
海滨几岁了今年？
Brother 海滨 how old are you? Do I have to tell you? 35.
感谢主还有15年哦。
15 more years.
很羡慕他还有15年的时间。
I envy him, he has 15 more years.
但是其实也不长你知道吗？
But you know, 15 years is not a long time.
15年也不长。
15 years is not
就还剩下15年的时间是神可以在你身上工作的。
Only 15 years that the Lord can work in your life.
如果这15年过去以后，
After this 15 years,
神没有做成。
God did not accomplish His purpose.
你不能成为神手中的一个器皿。
And you are not a tool, you are not a vessel in God's hand.
你就失业了。
Then you are unemployed.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道我们今年几岁。
But sisters, we all know how old we are.
那我们做一下减法。
And let's do some subtraction.
我们就知道今年我们在主的面前还有几年。
Then we know how many more years we have before the Lord.
那我们把这剩下的这个年日奉献给主。
Let's offer those years to the Lord.
让神在我们身上来工作。
So He can work in us.
我们要认为这是我们的一个权利。
This is our responsibility.
我们要感谢神。
We need to thank the Lord.
我算什么？
Who am I?
我竟能如此来侍奉你。
That we can serve Him.
这是我们可以感谢神的几件事。
These are the few things we can give the Lord thanks.
他救我们脱离罪和死。
How He saved us from sin and death.
他救我们脱离我们的自己。
How He saved us from ourselves.
他让我们可以来侍奉他。
And He allowed us to serve Him.
我们怎么样能够有这样一个感恩的生活呢？
So how can we lead a life of thanksgiving?
我相信今天我讲的你们也都知道。
I think all that I have shared, you have already known.
但是我们发现，我们所知道的跟我们所行的有的时候不能配合。
But what we do and what we know, they are often inconsistent.
在希伯来书十二章二十八节里面告诉我们。
In Hebrew, chapter 12.
他说，我们既得了这个不能震动的国，就当感恩。
He says, we have received a kingdom that cannot be shaken, therefore we shall give thanks.
要照着神所喜悦，用虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉神。
That we should worship God acceptably with reverence and awe.
我们都知道什么是能震动的。
We know what can be shaken.
我们也知道什么是不能震动的。
We also know what cannot be shaken.
我们在头脑的里面，我们都可以分得出来。
In our heart, in our knowledge, we can distinguish between the two.
但是我们在做决定的时候呢，我们又分不出来。
But when we make decisions in our daily life,
因此我们花很多的时间在那些可以震动的事情上。
Therefore, we spend much time in things that can be shaken.
我们不愿意花时间在那些不能震动的事情上。
And we are unwilling to spend time on things that cannot be
shaken. 为什么会有这样的情形？
Why does that happen?
那是因为我们缺少启示。
Because we are lack of revelation.
因为这个决定这个行为啊做这个决定不是我们心思意念可以做的一件事。
For our decision, our behavior is not controlled by our thought.
我们的心思是没有能力做出这个决定。
Our thoughts are incapable of making such a decision.
这个决定要从我们的灵里面做出来的。
This decision needs to come from our spirit.
而我们的灵需要被神开启。
And our spirit needs to be opened by God.
当神启示我们的灵了，我们灵开启以后。
When our spirit has received that revelation.
我们心思里面所知道的和我们手所做的就能够一致了。
And our our thoughts and what we do with our hands can be consistent.
如果神没有开启我们的心灵,
if our heart is not opened by the Lord,
我们就是明明知道的事, 我们是不会去做的。
Then even though we know certain things that we are incapable of doing them.
当时在主耶稣的时代有一个先知叫西面。
There was a prophet, his name was Simeon.
Simeon 是一个等候神的人。
He was the one waiting for the Lord.
所以神就给他一个启示。
And he received such a revelation.
就是他要看见那个弥赛亚。
That one day he will see Messiah.
因此有一天西面在圣殿里面看见婴儿主耶稣的时候。
And that day when he saw a baby Jesus in the temple,
他就在那里把感谢献给神。
And he gave thanks to the Lord.
不但如此。
Not only so,
他说了一句话，他说：“你现在可以释放你的仆人安然去世。”
He said that now you can let your servant pass away in peace.
如果不是神的启示，
if it is not from the Lord,
西面怎么能够安然去世？
If it's not from the revelation, how can he pass away?
虽然他的心思意念里面知道他应该可以安然去世。
Even though in his knowledge, he knows he can pass away.
但是他需要神的启示。
But he needs the Lord's revelation.
让他的心里面有这样的一个把握。
So that he has such assurance in his heart.
他所看见的就是弥赛亚。
That who he see was Messiah.
当这个启示临到西面的时候。
When that revelation come to him.
他就说，你可以释放我，安然去世。
He said, you can release me and I shall pass away.
这就是启示。
This is revelation.
因此我们要求主。
Therefore, we need to ask the Lord
要把这个启示赐给我们
to have such a revelation.
让我们不但能够看见什么是能震动的
Not only we can see what can be shaken.
当我们在做决定的时候
But when we are making decisions,
我们也能够把我们的生命投在那些不能震动的事情上
That we can devote our lives into those things that cannot be shaken.
希伯来书13章15节告诉我们
Hebrews 13:15 tells us,
他说我们要靠着耶稣
It said, through Jesus,
常常以颂赞为祭献给神
It is continually offered to God the sacrifice of praise.
这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇所结的果子
The fruit of lips that confess his name.
我们人是没有办法靠着我们自己的能力来把这个嘴唇的果子献给神的
We cannot by our own might offer the fruit of lips to our Lord.
为什么呢
Why is that?
因为有一个阻力
For there is an obstacle.
而这个阻力是从仇敌来的。
And this obstacle comes from the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，我们不知道那个嘴唇果子的重要。
Brothers and sisters, we do not know the importance of this fruit of lips.
但是我们的仇敌知道。
But our enemy does.
因此我们的仇敌要尽他的可能。
So through all his might.
不让我们把嘴唇的果子来献给神。
He will prevent us to offer this fruit of our lips.
因为他知道人生的目的是什么。
For he knows what's the purpose of this life.
虽然我们有时候不清楚。
Even though we are not clear at times.
他知道人生的目的是要来荣耀神的。
But our enemy knows that the purpose for our life is to praise God, to glorify
God. 如果一个人不能把嘴唇的果子献给神。
If we cannot offer the fruit of our lips to him.
他就不容易来荣耀神。
Then we cannot glorify him.
他就不能达到人生的目的。
Then we cannot fulfill the purpose of our creation.
因此从你用一切的方法。
Therefore, through all his methods,
让我们不能把嘴唇的果子来献给神。
He prevents us from offering the fruit of our lips.
那我们怎么办呢？
So what can we do?
我们知道有一个人能够胜过我们的仇敌。
We know there's one person who can overcome our enemy.
就是我们的主耶稣。
And that's our Lord Jesus.
所以希伯来书说我们应当靠着耶稣。
Therefore, Hebrews tells us, through Jesus.
当我们觉得我们不能把这个嘴唇的果子献上的那个时候
When we are unable to offer this fruit,
我们要那个时候抓住这句话
We need to abide to this verse.
不是靠着我
Not through us.
我是靠着耶稣
But through Jesus.
我要把这个果子要献上
I want to offer this fruit of our lips.
弟兄姊妹，当我们有这样的学习的时候
Brother and sister, when we have learned this lesson,
神才能够把他的祝福倾倒在他的教会当中
Then God can pour out his blessings to the church.
所以大卫就鼓励以色列的百姓
And this is how David encouraged his people.
大卫说，我要在大会中呢，要称谢你。
David said, it is in your meeting I will praise you.
在众民当中我要赞美你。
That in your people will praise you.
大卫为什么要这样？
Why does he want to do so?
为什么你不一个人赞美？
Why is, does he not praise
him? 你为什么要在大会中的赞美？
Why does he want to praise him in a meeting?
为什么你要许多的以色列人一同来赞美？
Why does he want the whole people of Israel to praise
him? 因为他知道这是神所要的。
For he knows this is in God's heart.
神所要的不是一个人的赞美。
God does not desire the praise from one single person.
神所要的是一个新妇的赞美。
But the praise of the new bride.
神所要的是教会的赞美。
The bride of church.
弟兄姊妹，当教会一同赞美的时候
，When the whole church praises the Lord，
当教会一同感谢的时候
，When the church gives thanks together，
弟兄姊妹，我们当中所有的锁链都要脱去
，All fetters shall fall away。
你盼不盼望有这样的一个光景
？Do you want such a liberty？
如果我们正是按照神的吩咐
，If we truly abide to God's will，
我们靠着耶稣
，That through Jesus。
把我们嘴唇的果子来献给神。
We offer the fruit of our lips to the Lord.
让神得到教会的赞美。
So God can obtain the praise of the church.
每一次当我们这样赞美的时候。
But each time when we praise Him in this way.
我们中间所有的锁链都要脱掉。
All our fetters were falling away.
没有例外。
There's no exception.
这是神的一个荣耀。
This is God's glory.
但愿主实在在我们的当中兴起这样的一个负担。
The Lord raise up such a burden in your heart.
愿意主的荣耀这样的显现在我们当中。
May He have shown forth His glory.
为着这件事情来祷告。
For this matter that we pray.
为着这个事情来要求。
For this thing we pray and ask.
让每一个每一个人都能够把嘴唇的果子来献给神。
So that each one of us can offer the fruit of our lips.
直到今天，主仍然在寻找。
Until today, until this day, the Lord is still seeking.
主当日找到了一个大卫。
At that time, he found David.
但是主的心意并没有满足。
But his heart was not satisfied.
因为主的心意不是大卫一个人。
For his heart is not satisfied by only one individual.
主乃是要找像大卫这样的人。
But he wants to find people like David.
乃是像大卫一样认识那个感恩的重要的一般人。
A people that knows the importance of giving thanks.
我们怎么知道神仍然在寻找？
How do we know God is still seeking?
我们读路加福音的时候。
When you see Luke, the Gospel of Luke,
我们就读到有一次主耶稣医治了十个长大麻风的病人。
We read the incident that when the Lord had cured 10 lepers.
结果呢，到最后呢，就有一个人回到主耶稣的面前。
But only one out of 10 returned to Jesus.
向主耶稣来发出那个感恩。
And to give thanks to him.
这件事发生以后，耶稣就说了一句话。
And this is what Jesus said after this had happened.
在路加福音17章17节。
Luke chapter 17 verse
17. 他说洁净的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？
Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9?
那九个人在哪里呢？
Where are the other 9?
因此主耶稣在寻找那九个人呢。
Therefore Jesus is still seeking that 9 people.
一直到今天主仍然在寻找那九个人。
Even until today, the Lord is still seeking those 9 people.
主仍然要问那九个在哪里呢？
He will still ask, where are the other 9?
弟兄姊妹，我们主日早晨在主的面前环绕他。
This morning when we surround his table.
我们有许许多多的人。
There are many of us.
但是有多少人能够把嘴唇的果子献给神呢？
But how many of us offer the fruit of our lips?
大概十分之一。
Perhaps 1/10.
那另外九个在哪里呢？
Where are the other 9?
我想每一次聚会以后。
Every time after we gather.
也许我们神坐在宝座上。
Perhaps our Lord is sitting on the throne.
他的心，他从天上来看着我们。
From heaven, he looked down on them.
他也许在心里面，他有这样的思想。
Maybe he has such a thought in his heart.
那另外九个人呢？
Where are the other 9?
那另外九个人呢？
Where are the other 9?
但愿我们今天能够听见主的这个心思意念。
Today may we know his heart.
我们就是蒙恩的人。
We are the one cleansed.
为什么我们没有把嘴唇的果子献给神呢？
How can we not offer the fruit of our lips?
我们要记得神所要得着的。
We need to know what God desires.
是以色列人的赞美。
Is the people of Israel.
因为我们的神乃是以色列的赞美为宝座的。
For he is enthroned on the praises of all the people.
说大卫的赞美不成为宝座。
David's individual praise does not become a throne.
保罗的赞美也不成为宝座。
Nor does Paul's praise become a throne.
众圣徒的赞美。
But the praise from all saints.
加在一起。
Added together.
就成为神的宝座。
They become a throne.
我们的神乃是在寻找新妇。
Our Lord is looking for the new bride.
因此他需要得到新妇的赞美。
And he needs to receive the praise
from the bride. 我们就是基督所娶的那个新妇。
We are the bride that was taken by our Lord Jesus Christ.
因此我们需要把我们的赞美 而感谢归在神的面前。
Therefore, we need to offer our thanksgiving and praise to Him.
神今天仍然在寻找那合他心意的人。
Today, He is still looking for the people who is after His own heart.
但愿今天我们起来做一个合他心意的人。
Today, may we all rise up and become a people that's after His heart.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，像我们这样的人，
Who are we?
我们算什么呢？
Who are we, Lord?
你既然乐意来，愿意接受我们的奉献，
That you are willing to accept our offering.
那但愿今天早晨，
This morning,
主能够让我们能够有一点点看见你的心意。
May you open our eyes so we can see your will.
好像我们知道，主，我们应当怎么样来讨主的喜悦。
So that we know how to please you, Lord.
我们在地上应当怎么样来度过我们余下的年日。
How do we spend the rest of our lives?
主啊，求你给我们一个智慧的心。
Lord, give us heart of wisdom.
我们也求你给我们一个启示的灵。
Also give us a spirit of revelation.
让我们心里面真知道。
So that we truly know.
主啊，我们何等求你保守我们余下的年日。
Lord, keep the rest of our life.
不要叫我们就这样过去。
So that we do not spend them in vain.
我们谢谢你早晨给我们这些的话语。
This morning we thank you for your words.
我们求你保守。
Lord, keep them.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.